A French dialect that once dominated Missouri's lead mining region is now barely a whisper. Locals call it Pawpaw French. It once echoed off the hills of Old Mines, a small Ozarks community in the southeastern part of the state. As Jacob McClelland of member station KRCU reports, language lovers and locals are now scrambling to preserve what's left of the dialect.
On a sunny late summer afternoon and at a church festival in Old Mines, Missouri, Kent Bone is walking up to anybody who knows a sliver of French.
Hey, comment ça va?
Comment ça va bien, mon ami?
Okay, mon ami.
Burly bearded guys toss horseshoes while a local band cranks out country tunes. The smell of roasted corn on the cob is everywhere. Beer flows freely. Bone didn't grow up speaking Pawpaw French, but he listened to his grandparents' gossip in the local dialect that's a linguistic bridge melding a Canadian French accent with a Louisiana French vocabulary. As an adult, Bone decided to learn it himself.
Now to this day, I can walk into my mom's house, she's 82, and say, hey, bonjour, ma mère, comment ça va, j'ai faim. She say, what do you want to eat? I say, c'est quoi dans la boîte, what's in the icebox? So she can understand almost anything.
That's common. People who are now in their 70s and 80s know some Pawpaw French, but not enough to be fluent. People like 78-year-old Cyrilla Bouyer, who's lived here her whole life.
My father and mother spoke French very fluently, but they didn't want us to speak it because they had had such trouble in school.
She says in the 1920s and 1930s, teachers would smack students' knuckles for speaking any French in the classroom. The language became stigmatized, so parents didn't think it was worth passing on. Now only a handful of people speak it, and most know only a smattering of words and phrases. The French originally settled Old Mines around 1723, back when the area was part of Upper Louisiana. Floods of workers from Canada and Louisiana came to work the lead mines. The dialect faded in other nearby towns like DeSoto and Bonterre and St. Genevieve a long time ago. Pawpaw French persevered in Old Mines because it's much more remote.
Here's an old fiddle tune from Old Mines, Missouri, something called Vieux Homme la Chance, or Old Man Lucky.
Historian and musician Dennis Stromat is Pawpaw French's ambassador to the outside world. He first visited Old Mines back in the 1990s for a class project while a student at Southeast Missouri State University. At the time, there were hundreds of Pawpaw speakers here. Just like that, he was hooked. Stromat says he hung out in Old Mines every weekend to learn the dialect and the traditional Missouri Cajun fiddle tunes.
To me, it is so natural. It's like eating candy when I speak Pawpaw French, you know. I guess that's the best way I can say. It's a sweet French to me.
Stromat says Pawpaw French, named after a local fruit-bearing tree, has what he calls a big accent.
C'est pas se dire la même chose. Si on parle une personne de la Missouri, mais c'est plus grave comme ça. You know, it's like you can hear it, these big kind of like rolling things about it, you know, that, you know, you tip your jaw a little bit, you know, when you're talking the languages.
Stromat harbors no illusions that Pawpaw French will ever be spoken by many more people, but he hopes parts of the language will survive and that kids will learn some phrases, something, anything, that will help them retain some identity of Missouri's Pawpaw French here in the Ozarks. For NPR News, I'm Jacob McClelland.